And now, Light of My Life. Light of My Life. The true-to-life story of men and women living their span of years in Pine City, a typical small Midwestern community. Where suddenly yesterday, Dr. Duncan reappeared after several days' absence.
Why are you people destroying my Volkswagen?
You'll recall, Dr. Duncan was called before the doctor board in State Center because he had begun to enjoy wearing Mrs. Heuser's dresses.
It looks nice on you, Dr. Duncan.
And so, Dr. Duncan, it was assumed, went to State Center in order to appear before that board. However, he did not appear before the board. As a matter of fact, he totally disappeared.
Where have you been, Dr. Duncan?
Well, today, Dr. Duncan has reappeared alongside his abandoned automobile.
We're sorry about destroying your Volkswagen, Dr. Duncan.
Which his fellow townsfolk had completely destroyed in searching for clues as to his whereabouts.
Dr. Duncan!
And so today, naturally, T. Howard Pines Jr. asks the all-important question.
I want you to tell us about the thing that happened to you in State Center.
Well,
that doggone organ fill.
I'm sorry, is the music sort of inappropriate?
Try that one, Dr. Duncan.
I don't want to talk about that thing that happened to me in State Center.
Of course,
this entire episode began
because Dr. Duncan was examining Mrs. Heuser.
Want to talk about that,
Charlie? In the course of redressing, Dr. Duncan inadvertently put on Mrs. Heuser's dress.
I still feel nauseous, Dr. Duncan, and I have a kicking in my stomach and I'm getting fat.
And so, Dr. Duncan, being the outstanding medical practitioner that he is,
I suspect something may be wrong.
Says that he suspects something may be wrong with Mrs. Heuser.
Why don't you show up at the hospital, Mrs. Heuser, and we'll take some tests.
All right, and on my way over there, I'll get a pickle sandwich.
And so, Dr. Duncan drives his now battered automobile to the hospital.
I got it.
And waits in his office for the arrival of Mrs. Heuser.
Come in.
Hi, I'm ready for my test, Dr. Duncan.
All right, here is the test. If you fail this test, there may be a possibility, Mrs. Heuser, I don't want to alarm you, but you might be pregnant. Question one of the test. What was the name of the great American hero of the Battle of Ticonderoga? Question number two. Chicago is 2,180 miles from San Francisco. If motorist A leaves Chicago driving west at 50 miles an hour, and motorist B leaves San Francisco going east at 55 miles an hour, when will they meet? Question number three. What is the name of the process whereby plants convert sunlight into energy?
Well, Dr. Duncan has put Mrs. Heuser through a test.
Oh, boy, this is a tough test.
Which she now must take some time to consider before answering.
I think the hero of Ticonderoga was H.R. Bob Haldeman. I think those two motorists will meet Tuesday at 7:30. And I think the name of the process whereby plants convert sunshine into energy is called Frank.
Well, did Mrs. Heuser pass the test? What was the terrible thing that happened to Dr. Duncan in State Center? Will he get restitution?
That's a nice word.
For his car?
Yeah, it's a good word.
Be sure to join us tomorrow when we'll hear Mrs. Heuser say,
Mr. Heuser, I flunked the test. I'm pregnant.